You're listening to SBS News.
Media Diversity Australia and academics from several universities have examined cultural diversity in Australia's news and current affairs industry. The Who Gets to Tell Australian Stories report analysed 81 news programs over 2 weeks in June 2019, equating to approximately 19,000 news and current affairs items across free-to-air television. The study revealed that when it came to on-screen appearance, only 6% of commentators, reporters and presenters had either an Indigenous or non-Indigenous background, with more than 75% of Anglo-Celtic background. The exception was SBS, where 76.6% of on-air reporters, commentators and presenters were of a non-European background. Antoinette Latouf, the director of Media Diversity Australia, says unlike the United Kingdom and the United States, there is a lack of data about the cultural makeup of Australia's news media.
We realise the scale of the problem in Australian television, news and current affairs. Well, actually, the news media industry more broadly was quite pronounced. But unlike the US and the UK, we didn't have any data to measure just where the most concerted efforts need to be placed. And we thought the starting point is to count culture, to have the data, and then you've got a benchmark so that we can measure progress in years to come.
When it came to on-air representation, Nine was the least diverse of the commercial networks, with 88% Anglo-Celtic on-air talent. No more than 5% of presenters, commentators and reporters on all free-to-air commercial networks were identified as having a non-European background, while at the ABC, the number sits at 9.1%. NITV was not included in the report's analysis, but for Indigenous and Torres Strait Islander representation across other networks, there was none in the two-week reporting period. Tanya Denning-Orman is the Director of Indigenous Content and Manager of National Indigenous Television. In a statement, she said while NITV wasn't included in the report, it proudly showcased Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples in front of the camera every night, driven by a team of Indigenous journalists and editorial managers.
Seeing yourself reflected in the media, in the faces you see on screen, and in the way your community is represented is a critical part of feeling included in our society. We all know that Australia today is incredibly diverse, and while it's great to see improvements across the media sector, there's still opportunity to do more, particularly when it comes to Indigenous representation. While it wasn't included in this report, NITV is an essential platform for First Nations voices and issues, trusted by communities and available to all Australians as part of SBS.
The second part of the report is a survey of 300 television journalists in June 2020, which looked at industry perspectives on cultural diversity. The survey revealed 59% were female, born in Australia, with 28% of non-European ancestry. A key finding was that 70% said they rated the representation of culturally diverse women and men as poor or very poor, with 79% believing people of diverse background faced more barriers when trying to access jobs in front of the camera. Dr. Dimitria Gritsis is an associate professor in the discipline of work and organisational studies at the University of Sydney and one of the authors of this study.
For those who identified as having a culturally diverse background, almost 80% indicated that this was a career impediment to progression in their careers. Perceptions of those who are working within the industry are quite negative when it comes to the representation and also to their representation within the talent pipeline and the senior leadership suite.
The third component of the report was an analysis of leadership. It looked at the cultural diversity of all boards and news directors at a national, state and bureau level. The report found as of July 2020, every national news director in Australia had an Anglo-Celtic background and was male. When it came to others in senior management roles, 87.5% had an Anglo-Celtic background, 9.4% a European background and 3.2% a non-European background. When it came to the composition of boards, more women were chairing boards than in previous years, but of the 39 television board members leadership teams identified, most were overwhelmingly Anglo-Celtic. The SBS board was the exception, with a spokesperson saying it was committed to improving diversity in the sector at all levels.
The SBS board has been called out as the most gender and culturally diverse board, including being the board with the only Indigenous representation, 37.5% Anglo-Celtic representation, 37.5% European representation, 12% non-European representation, 12.5% Indigenous representation, and an even gender split.
When it comes to recommendations, the report suggests all media organisations begin by collecting data on cultural diversity and reducing reliance on insider recommendations when hiring staff. The report also suggests looking at entry-level pathways into media roles for non-graduates to increase both the socio-economic as well as the cultural diversity of applicants. Ms. Latouf explains.
The Walker Foundation should be commended because they are offering at the moment traineeships for Indigenous journos who may be, you know, in their 20s or 30s and have not followed the traditional tertiary education route. I reckon we certainly need more sorts of initiatives like that.
Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.